Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity that I have to be on this radio station again. It is a joy and privilege today to preach and to speak the Word of God. I tell you, I love the Word of God. It done something for me. I tell you, it changed my life. I tell you, the Lord, the Holy Spirit took the Word of God and convicted me and dealt with me. And I tell you, it brought me to a place of repentance. When I called on the Lord out of a broken heart and a contrite spirit, the Lord saved me just like I was. And I tell you, the Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Jesus Christ is the Word, the living Word. He became flesh and dwelt among us. I tell you, He got alive in me, and He gave me eternal life. He is eternal life. Jesus is eternal life. And if you have Him, you have eternal life. And you'll never die in sin and go to hell. Once He said, many as I love, He rebukes and chastens, the Lord said. But Jesus said, all that the Father has given unto me, I've lost none, save the son of perdition. That was Judas Iscariot, never was saved. He was of the wicked one, the devil. He was never saved. And so Jesus said, I've lost none. And He loves His people. He takes care of His children, and He seals them. He talked about that my sheep, I give them eternal life, and they'll never perish. And neither is any man or any person able to pluck them out of my hand. No one can change that. Once you get saved, you belong to Him, and you're eternally saved. And I'm thankful for the eternal salvation that I have. I know it's true. The Word of God teaches it. And I tell you, I love it. And it doesn't give me a license to sin. I feel like that I can just run and do like I want to. I'm saved now. That type of talk is not good. It's not right. And more likely, you're not saved. If you think like that, there's a brother in the church that mentioned that when he went to church and they asked anybody wasn't saved, and he lifted his hand up and told him he wasn't saved, and they came and they got a mouth confession out of him and so forth and put him on the spot, but they told him he was saved and everything and baptized him, and he come home and told his mama, said, well, I can do what I want to now because I'm saved now, and she said, that don't sound right, son, that ain't right. And she knew the difference of being saved and born again and what true salvation is all about. And I tell you, the Lord dealt with him later and brought him to his knees, and he repented and he got saved. I tell you, he got back out in the world before that time and was worse than he was before that. And I tell you, he didn't have, his nature never was changed. He just had a mouth confession and a lip service and repeated a prayer and got baptized in the water, but he was still lost, and he still had that depraved nature about himself that was ruling his life. He didn't have the new nature. He only had the old nature, the old man. And so he followed that old nature, which is sin, at running after the flesh and doing the things that brings pleasure to the flesh. That's the old outward man. That's the old nature. And I tell you, you can't get to heaven without having your nature changed. You got to be born again. You got to be born of a new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You got to have Him on the inside. It's not just in the mind. It's got to get down into the soul. And when it gets in the soul, He redeems you. You're saved. You're born again. You are a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, but all things become new to him when he gets saved. There's a new start. There's a new change that takes place in your life when you get saved. It's the beginning of days. I mean, true days, real days. You just begin to live. Like the song says, you just begin to live. When God's amazing grace came down, you just begin to live. Old things passed away. And I tell you, you're a new creature. You're a born-again believer when you really get saved. And so the nature has been changed. And so your desire is to follow the new nature, the new man in Christ. And that's what pleases you. When you please God, it pleases you. I tell you, when you grieve the Holy Spirit that's in you, when you get saved, the Bible said that we know that we've been saved by the Spirit it gives us and by one spirit? Are we all baptized in one body? And when you really get saved, you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You get that right then and there. I tell you, in time of Acts, early times when before Jesus was glorified, before Jesus was taken up and things of that sort, the Holy Spirit wasn't given to live in mankind. I mean, He couldn't stay there. It could move on them. And like the Spirit of God moved upon David and Elijah and Elisha and those type of things. But the Holy Spirit could not live there because the price had not been paid as yet. And Jesus hadn't been glorified as yet. But Jesus said when He was going, time come when He would be glorified, that the Spirit would come and that the Spirit would indwell in them. The Bible said it would be like a well of living water living inside of you, which never goes dry. He's talking about the Spirit of the living God. He's talking about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. And when you get saved, you do. But before Jesus was glorified and some of the folks there, the disciples were under the baptism of John. They didn't understand about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and about Jesus when Jesus came and said, I'll indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. You show me fruits of repentance and that you really repented and there's a reality to you and you've been real with God. You bring forth fruits for repentance, then I'll baptize you in the water. But he didn't just baptize them. Did he baptize them saying you're saved? Not so, because water baptism can't save you. It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit that saves a person. And you get that when you get saved. And then you get baptized in the water to go on to fulfill all righteousness. It doesn't have anything to do with your salvation, but with something that Jesus said we need to do, we ought to do, is just to show the world, our friends and loved ones and our neighbors, that we once was dead in sin, and that now we've been quickened and made alive. And so it's an outward token. But when you get saved, you have that inward spirit of the living God. You have it inwardly, and it's real to you. And so you have the Spirit of God in you when you get saved. But at that time, they were under John's baptism, and they didn't understand there'd be a Holy Ghost, and they didn't understand at that time present. But Jesus, as they begin to go and Peter and so forth and Paul, when Paul in the book of Acts, he talked about that when they took one and expounded the things Priscilla and Aquila. They took the man, Apollos, I believe it was, and explained to him a more perfect way of the Lord Jesus and about the resurrection, no doubt, and things of that sort. This man was very good and, I mean, strong in the Scriptures, but they was able to help him and add more to his understanding, because at that time the Word of God hadn't got out like it has it is today. And so they begin to go and preach about the Lord Jesus and the resurrection and about the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said that He would come. And when He did, He come talking about repentance and preaching repentance. But John the Baptist said, there's one after me, preferred before me, that I'm not even worthy to unlatch his shoes. He said, but this one is one's going to baptize you with fire. That's the Holy Ghost and with fire. And so that's the Holy Spirit. That's the baptism that's essential to salvation that the book of Ephesians talks about. I believe in chapter 4, it talked about one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And we know that there's people, they call different things lords and gods, and they have different gods, and people have their faith in different people and different religions and so forth. And then there's different baptisms. The doctrines of baptism mentioned in Hebrews 6, it talked about the different baptisms that we have in the Word of God. And so the Ephesians, when Paul wrote to the book of the church of Ephesus, he was telling them there's one faith, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's only one baptism essential to salvation, and that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's how you get to heaven. Now, you need to be baptized in the water. I do believe in water baptism. I believe everybody's been truly born again and repented of their sins, and they're saved. You need to be baptized in the water. It doesn't add anything to your salvation, but it is God's will for you to do so, that you would be baptized in the water. Like I said, it is an outward token. It is to show what God has done for you, how you was dead, but now you've been quickened and made alive. But the water has no power. The power is in the blood of Jesus. And when you trust in that shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, He saves you, and the Holy Spirit, He baptizes you into His body, and you are made brand new, and you start a new life then. And you have a new nature about you. You have a nature that is of God now, and you want to follow that. You don't want to follow after the old nature, because it grieves the Holy Spirit. It's the old man. It's the sinful man. When He saves you, He don't take you out of the world, and neither does He. Of course, He takes sin out of you. You die to sin, you get saved, but there's still sin in the members. There's still warfare going on in the members. Paul talked about that in the book of Romans. When 7 and 8 there, if you go and read it, it talks about when Paul talked about when he wanted to do good, there's evil present with him. And he talked about the warfare that was going on. He said, with my mind, I serve the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin, O wretched man that I am. He talked about the old man, the old nature, and he talked about the new nature. And he talked about there's a warfare going on here. And so, you know, when he saves you, he don't take you out of the world. And neither does he give you a new body. But or change that. He changes your nature. So your desire, your utmost desire is to please the Lord and to follow that new nature, not the old nature. And so when you do follow and fall to the old nature, the old things or sinful ways, you grieve that Holy Spirit that's within you. In the book of Ephesians, I believe chapter 2 or somewhere between 1 and 2 in there, it talked about that we're not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. That's what he told them. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Paul told them, the church of Ephesus, to grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption, and we're not to grieve that Holy Spirit. Now, we have the Word of God today, and we know that how we ought to take this vessel that God has saved, and we're to take it and we're to follow the Word of God. We're to crucify, mortify, and put to death the deeds of the body, of the flesh, of the old man, and follow the new man. That's what he's telling us, and we have power to do it. We've been saved. We have the Holy Spirit of God in us, and we know the way. We take the Word of God. We study the Word of God. We go to the house of God. We listen to the preached Word of God as the Holy Spirit gives it, and we understand how we ought to conduct ourselves as a Christian, how we ought to walk, how we ought to talk, how we ought to dress, how everything, our conversation, everything that we do, it's in the Word of God, how a Christian ought to conduct themselves. And the Bible says if we that are saved, if we scarcely make it in, the Bible said if we just barely get in, where shall the sinner and ungodly appear? I tell you, we got to get them in. We got to live beyond that. And we got to draw them in by the life that we live, not what we talk. But today, if my prayer to God is, if you're not saved, that you would get saved. You're living in an old man, a nature of sin that's been born in sin and shaped with iniquity. That's the old man. You've been born that way and you need a new birth. And I promise you today, if you'll come to Him and repent of your sin and ask Him to have mercy upon you and cleanse you of all your sin, if you'll live for Him and do your best to please Him, I tell you, if you really, really mean it, your heart's broke, He'll save you and give you a new nature. And then the Bible said you'd be a new man and you won't think the same either. Everything could change for you. And I tell you, you'll have the Spirit of the living God inside you. But today, my time's come and gone, and I want to, God bless you today and pray for the broadcast in Jesus' precious name. And amen.